Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
Says how to turn a guy on after turning him off by elaborating an insecurity. Been talking for 2 to 3 months now. Well, I mean, is he completely turned off by you? Why is he what you're talking to him? Have you met with him? Are you guys actually dating? You know, I have a lot of questions here, Bougie T. But one of the challenges is with dating in general is that in most scenarios, unless you have a long history with somebody, if you kind of really screw things up with them, like you don't get do-overs. It's more like a video game that doesn't have a saved game function. And instead, you kind of have to start all over with new people, which is one of the reasons why it's better to date multiple people at a time. That way, you know, if you do mess something up, one, it's not as big of a deal because you're not as like freaked out about it. And if you make it less of a big deal, the person will make it less of a big deal, which is why abundance dating is so valuable for so many people, because it changes the way that you act. It changes how you are, because instead of coming from neediness and overvaluing a guy and trying to make him do the right things and, you know, why doesn't this man love me and I screwed up and how do I fix things and how do I change him? Instead, you come from a place you're like, you know, I messed up and that sucks. Oh, well, there's other guys I'm still dating. It's not a big deal, right? And if you're just dating one dude at a time, it's a lot harder because it's like, you know, because it's one dude, And so, you know, if you've turned him off, I mean, it depends. You know, you're still talking to him. Have you been meeting up together? I have all kinds of questions about this, Bougie T. I have all kinds of questions about it. But the simple answer is that if you have enough going on, if he's interested in you enough, it won't matter. If he's not interested in you enough, then it matters a lot. And so there's and there's not a lot that you can really do about it. And so the question is, where are you on the spectrum of he has a lot of interest and there's a lot that's kind of gone on between the two of you, and he has very, very little interest and there's very little that's gone on between the two of you.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.